Daily news, breaking updates, and exclusive podcasts. iTricks.com.
To all of our New York City listeners, make sure you check out Randy lecturing for the New York City Skeptics' first anniversary. It takes place on October 10th at 7 p.m. in the Caspary Auditorium at Rockefeller University. Find out more information at nycskeptics.org. It's The Amazing Show, featuring the amazing James Randi. For more information on all things Randi, including the Million Dollar Challenge, head to randi.org. Hey everybody, it's Justin Robert Young here. Before we start the episode this week, we're going to let you know it's not exactly an episode. Consider it more of a call to arms. You see, we love getting the email that you guys send in from all around the world, but we want to do more mailbag episodes, so it's totally just your questions. Consider this a sampler platter, an appetizer, but whatever you do, remember to email randi@itricks.com. Again, randi@itricks.com with your question. And the next time we do one of these, it'll be a much longer affair, and you can hear your question answered by the amazing James Randi. But without further ado, let's get to the man himself. The man who makes the show, the amazing James Randi. How you doing, Mr. Randi?
Hello to the rest of the world. And don't ask me how I'm doing.
Yes,
I'll answer.
We went over that in the last last week's podcast.
All right.
All right, now we have just a grab bag. We have a lot of people send us emails, so we're just going to go over some random email questions that we've gotten through the last couple weeks of the podcast. Our first one comes from Mike in Germany. He wanted to ask you a few general questions. Probably my favorite is, what is your favorite name? As a world traveler like yourself, you've presumably come across dozens and dozens of names internationally. If there's any one that strikes your fancy in particular?
This is one of those really stupid questions. What's your favorite color? Have you ever picked a daisy? You know, ridiculous questions. I don't know where people get these things from. They get them from Teeny Bopper magazines or something, you know?
Something like that.
What is your favorite book? I've read hundreds, if not thousands, of books in my life. How can I tell you my favorite book? The telephone book is the one I go into more often than most others.
Well, if we can hone down on the name, is there any one name?
No.
No, there's none. Right. They are all equal in your eyes.
Next question.
Next one is from, I believe it's pronounced Niobe. I wondered if James Randi in his early years came across L. Ron Hubbard and or Aleister Crowley. What I read about either of them, they ran in some of the same circles and had contemporaries and associates similar to Randi's.
Well, L. Ron Hubbard, yes. I met L. Ron Hubbard on two occasions. I was a member of the Trapdoor Spiders. Now, that was...
We actually had a podcast about the Trapdoor Spiders.
Well, a podcast. I don't know whether you'd call it a podcast. This was in the year two. It was
yes.
a long time ago.
No, no, no. We discussed
yes,
your
yes.
time
we did. With, well, with the Trapdoor I'm sorry. Spiders. Yes, yes, yes. We did discuss it. Anyway, that was in New Jersey where I lived there. In the little town of Rumson, New Jersey, and frequently visited Red Bank, New Jersey, where Lester Del Rey lived, and so did Fred Pohl, both very famous science fiction writers. Mm-hmm. So I got to know the whole science fiction community there. And at one of their meetings, they were quick to warn me that L. Ron Hubbard was going to show up, and he did. And he was fat. B, he had bad breath, and C, he was drunk. That's all I really remember about
him. Quite a hat trick.
Yeah, yeah. Everyone ignored him. I mean, they ignored him, and he stood there with a drink in his hand and wandered outside and then came back inside again, and no one wanted to talk to him except to argue with him, and he would just walk away from any argument. He was not well received at all, and the Trapdoor Spiders somehow had made him a member, and... They apparently regretted that. But I met him at another one subsequent to that. It was an outdoor lawn party of some kind. I think we had a weenie roast or something. I've forgotten what it was. But he was he smelled equally bad and was equally drunk. So that's my two occasions on meeting L. Ron Hubbard, and I was not very much impressed for a man who was trying to save the world, apparently.
Yeah, yeah, and neither were, I guess, the rest of the trapdoor spiders, if they were so trepidatious about warning you.
I don't know when Aleister Crowley died, but he apparently missed meeting me. I missed meeting him. Not that I was too anxious to do it, but Crowley was a practitioner of what he called M-A-G-I-C-K, magic.
Ah.
I guess you pronounce it that way. And he was a sort of a minor league fraud who he worked off old ladies and got donations and offerings from them and such. And I guess he did all right for himself on the naive, but usually wealthy old ladies were fond of shelling out money to Aleister Crowley. I believe he's no longer with us. And if that's the case, if there was a place to go, he went straight down, I'm sure, because he was already halfway there. But no,
met him personally.
No, I never met him personally, nor did I want to meet him personally.
All right, the next question is from John Francis. He says, Mr. Randy, as someone who has dedicated much of his time to investigation of the allegedly paranormal phenomena, have you ever encountered a single claim of paranormal ability which gave you cause to doubt your skepticism, even for a moment? He adds on a personal postscript. I only ask because I am listening to your podcast. My grandfather's watch started ticking again. Keep up the great work. Kind regards, John Francis.
Well, in answer to his question, no.
Questions, comments, topic suggestions, email randy@itricks.com.
itricks.com.